Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To have what most others don't, you must be willing to work like most others won't. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Will Smith explains why there is no competition when you refuse to be outworked. Enjoy.
I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. If I can put my head on it right, study it, learn the patterns, and, you know, it's hard to put into words. Yeah. Some real metaphysical, esoteric nonsense. But I feel very strongly that we are who we choose to be. The only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. Right? I will run.
You would not be outworked.
I will not be outworked.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
You know, you might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. You might be sexier than me. You might be all of those things. You got it on me in 9 categories. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's 2 things. You're getting off first,
yeah,
or I'm going to die. It's really that simple, right? So let's go back to the question about what if people block me out. It's going to be 2 options.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get back in or I'm going to be dead.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you're not going to outwork me. It's such a simple, basic concept. It's the guy who is willing to hustle the most is going to be the guy that just gets that loose ball. You know, he got 2. He hustled, he grabbed that one. That was going to be out of bounds, but he saved it back in. It's like the commodity that I see the majority of people who aren't getting the places they want or aren't achieving the things that they want in this business is strictly based on hustle. It's strictly based on being outworked. It's strictly based on missing crucial opportunities.
People get this one wrong, I think, from college, and it's that if you have a set amount of time to dedicate to any sort of learning endeavor, you are much better off spending that time a little bit every day than you are in one batched process. There's some things in life that do better in batching. Learning is not one of them, because learning comes from repetition, right? I see people in college, they go, but wait a second, I crammed for my last test. I did fine, 8 hours straight, I studied. Yes, but how much did you remember 3 days later? If you're trying to build a skill, you're trying to rewire your brain, create new neural pathways. Say you're playing the piano. If you sit down for 3 hours and play, and then come back a week later, you're not going to have it. But if you sit down for a half hour a day, walk away, come back the next day, half hour, you're getting to review what you did in a much shorter time span. That's going to help you learn faster. So keep in mind, when you have something, this consistency every single day, with the exception of things that require rest, like weight training, you want to keep that up. Now, a couple of caveats here. First thing is, this takes much more willpower. It's a lot easier for people to go, I'm going to run really hard for one day, than it is to do it for a year a little bit every day. And the second thing is that this is true of learning and practicing, though not necessarily of production. I'm a writer. And if you're learning to write, I recommend you read and write every day. But if you're writing your masterpiece, some people, myself included, do better to have these just complete flow experiences of 6 hours at a time. You write, walk away for a week, and then come back to it. So learning and production, not necessarily the same mechanics going on here.
If you configure your life so that what you are genuinely doing is aiming at the highest possible good, then the things that you need to survive and to thrive on a day-to-day basis will deliver themselves to you. That's a hypothesis, and it's not some simple hypothesis, right? Because what it basically says is, if you dare to do the most difficult thing that you can conceptualize, your life will work out better than it will if you do anything else. Well, how are you going to find out if that's true? Well, it's a Kierkegaardian leap of faith. There's no way you're going to find out whether or not that's true unless you do it. So no one can tell you either, because just because it works for someone else, I mean, that's interesting and all that, but it's no proof that it'll work for you. You have to be all in this game. There is no more effective way of operating in the world than to conceptualize the highest good that you can and then strive to attain it. There's no more practical pathway to the kind of success that you could have if you actually knew what success was. The world shifts itself around your aim, because you're a creature that has an aim. You have to have an aim in order to do something. You're an aiming creature. You look at a point and you move towards it. It's built right into you. And so you have an aim. Well, let's say your aim is the highest possible aim. Well, then, so that sets up the world around you. It organizes all of your perceptions. It organizes what you see and you don't see. It organizes your emotions and your motivations. So you organize yourself around that aim. And then what happens is the day manifests itself as a set of challenges and problems. And if you solve them properly, then you stay on the pathway towards that aim. And you can concentrate on the day. And so that way you get to have your cake and eat it too, because you can point into the distance, the far distance, and you can live in the day. And it seems to me that that makes every moment of the day supercharged with meaning. That's how, because if everything that you're doing every day is related to the highest possible aim that you can conceptualize, well, that's the very definition of the meaning that would sustain you in your life.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.